How's your audio?
Good, man. How about yours?
Good.
All right, so we got it. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Today, we have a special guest. Our guest has been in the industry for 16-plus years, and he works as with a rep group, MWS Associates, Inc. And he reps great products like Prime, Reinhardt, G5, Black Eagle, GPO, Spot Hog, Cuttyback, Badlands, Mountain Ops, and 16 or 17 more of those great companies. We want to welcome him today, Mr. Billy Hudala. How you doing, Billy?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh.
What's up, dude?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Sitting here just chugging down some Mountain Ops Ignite. I'm going to be all jacked up on this one.
All jacked up by the time this is over with.
Yeah.
So you must be a pretty busy man this time of year, Billy.
I'm very busy. Too busy, some might say.
Well, I mean, what did we counted it, 17 companies you rep?
Oh, it's 24.
Yeah, 20, what I'm saying, 25. Because we named several, and there's 17 more on top of it. I got a list right here. You sent it to me.
I got to take all my Crocs off to count my toes to get most of them, too.
So
how do you stay sane, man?
Stay sane?
Yeah,
how do you... stuff you love to do, that's how you do it.
Well, okay, I get it. I get asked all the time, you know... Does it not get old? I mean, do you like to hunt or shoot because you deal with it every day? I'm like, yeah. I mean, I've been doing this almost 3 years now, and I ain't going to work a day yet. I mean,
right.
I feel like I have not worked a day yet.
There have been some rough days.
There's been some long days.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But some days I wouldn't mind skipping or something, but considering I get to do what I do and get a check for it.
Yep.
Yeah, baby.
So how long you been working for MWS?
This is October... first will technically be the first full year with MWS. I've represented a bunch of products alongside MWS when I was direct with G5 Prime.
I got you.
So I've known those guys for 7-8 years.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you like it being with MWS versus being direct with Prime?
Oh, I like it. There's when I was direct at Prime, it was just me and one other guy that were on the road. So the camaraderie wasn't exactly there. Now I've got, a bunch of other dudes that we all like to do the same thing, traveling around.
And you can also play off each other, what's working, what's not working.
Yeah.
So speaking of travel, what territory do you cover?
How much time we got?
Well, let's go.
South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama.
That's a lot of road time.
That's a lot of dirt.
Road time. And he does it in a minivan.
He rocks the minivan.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it gets good gas mileage and holds all your products.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we keep going, I'm going to need a semi-truck.
You definitely have to enough samples, right?
That's absolutely true.
How many shops are you in the state of Georgia alone?
With Prime, there's 6 Prime dealers in the state of Georgia. Just about every shop in the state of Georgia has some products that I represent in some form or fashion. Maybe it's one Reinhardt Target, a couple of packs of G5 broadheads, and I appreciate every one of them.
So you are literally beating the pavement
everywhere. Yep.
Wow.
And how many shops is that? Do you know?
Depends on the day.
See, you know, you're not the first person to say that. I caught when we talked to David.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him the same thing. He said, but I don't know because I'm going to go home and I'm going to count them and I'm going to tell you exactly how many there are. And I talked to another gentleman and he said the same thing. Well, it depends on the day because shops open and close and people carry products and then stop carrying products. So that I understand completely, but it's one of those trick questions.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we was talking about your group and you was with Prime directly and you've been with some other groups at, what makes your rep group different?
Well, this group's been around a long time, going on almost 41 years, I believe. But every one of them likes to hunt. There's not a single guy out there that doesn't like to hunt. And there's some reps in the industry that aren't necessarily as passionate about the outdoor industry.
They're just sales guys.
Yeah, some of them.
We've seen a couple of those.
The vast majority of this industry is guys that are passionate about the sport.
And that's what sustains the industry. If you like what you do, we just talked about it. I mean, we like what we do. We are happier about doing it.
Absolutely.
So
it doesn't seem like work.
Yeah. What's new in the industry, man? You're carrying all these new products. It's something that's interesting to you, man. What's your favorite product new for this year that you've seen?
Oh, there's so much stuff.
One
of my favorite things this year has been the Cutty Link system. Cutty Link's been out for a couple of years, but it's new to me.
Yep.
And
the cool part is now cellular is involved on the Cutty Link where it didn't before.
They had cellular before, but now it's gotten to the point where it's a little bit more affordable.
That's one of the things that I
didn't the original Cutty Link, mm-hmm. you still had to go check one card.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, you still had to go to
that's what I'm talking about. The original Cutty Link didn't have the cellular involved in it.
Correct.
Yeah. And so now they took that piece of the puzzle and added it with the cellular, mm-hmm. who's just make it to bomb.com.
And it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's fairly affordable.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I can remember, I don't know, 8, maybe 10 years ago, when trail cameras first come out, where you didn't have to have 35mm film, mm-hmm. we were paying $200 for a camera that just took an SD card and thought it was the best thing since sliced bread.
Right.
Now for $200, you can get a camera that sends it to your phone and you don't even have to go check it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is go fill the corn feeder back up.
Right.
And it's cutty back. You know, it's quality equipment. It's not something that...
Selfie.
Yes, we're taking selfies right here in the dungeon.
Yep.
Getting technologically savvy with cellular trail cameras and selfies.
That's right.
High tech rednecks, man.
Definitely high tech rednecks.
But it's affordable stuff with a quality name.
Oh yeah.
You know,
Cutty Back's always been top of the list.
We had looked at a couple of different brands when it came to cell cams that we felt like we could move.
Yep.
And it kind of came down to two.
Yep.
And we chose the one.
And we had moved a different one the year before.
Yes.
Yes.
And that was one of the ones that we were comparing, yep. and kind of looking at whether what we were going to do this year. And when it come down to it, and I'm going to give you some props here, Billy, too. Mm-hmm. So if your boss, men's and ladies, is listening to this, maybe it'll throw you a brownie at the rep meeting. But anyhow, it came down to these two cameras, and we chose the one that – had the biggest name or the most
reputable
name,
been out there
in
longer.
The industry.
Yep.
But also the sales rep is a local guy. I'm not talking to somebody in another
seven states over.
Country, mm-hmm. because the other one, I mean, the guy I was dealing with was not in the United States of America. Mm. And when it came down to it, Cutty Back was the right choice for us. It's an affordable camera. It's quality equipment. The downtime is minimal to none.
Yep.
None in 2018.
No downtime in 2018.
And so far in 2019.
You can't ask for any more than that.
Yep.
Affordable sale plans. Mm-hmm. And you can take 16 cameras and for like $40 a month, get like 2,000 pictures a month between 16 cameras or something like that.
40 is unlimited.
40 is unlimited. That's
20
right.
bucks is 2,000.
That's
pictures.
Right. 20 bucks a month. You can
man knows his stuff.
He does. Well, and that's one of the things that makes him a good rep. You mm-hmm. know? There's some guys that really don't even.
Oh yeah, remember like the guy told him he's gonna starve, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That guy, he may still be starving.
Probably is. That's probably why I hadn't seen him no more. He can't afford gas to get here.
And that's one of the things that makes Billy a good rep. Mm. And one of the reasons why we chose Cutty Back was yep. because we know if and when we need something, got a question, I don't have to dial a number to another country. I can dial a local number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in Cutty Back themselves, the company is good.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we know what they've done.
Personally, being on the other side of the counter, I like dealing with
locals
or
people.
I don't like to.
Well, you have to be a people person to be behind that counter.
Well, yeah.
There's true. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. I personally like dealing with sales reps. There may be guys in the industry that are bow techs or whatever that just prefer calling the manufacturer.
Yeah.
I like calling my rep.
That's
hey,
right.
dude, I need a number one cam for a CT5. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, I still do need a number one Camfor CT5.
Again?
They should have been
same
should
one.
Have been here today, I thought.
Well, you know, we have to rely on shipping.
Yeah.
And like just like anything else, sometimes it can get pushed out the door, but UPS could like decide they didn't want to pick it up, or mm-hmm. USPS because they are federal people. Mm-hmm. You know, they do how they want to.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But I think anyway, there's a gray hat with that CT or that TRM1 cam on there too.
So
prime.
So what other products? We talked about the Cuddyback. What other you seen that's just tickled your fancy there, Bill?
Oh man, there's so many.
Tell us about the latest accounts that you guys just picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Black Eagle.
Yeah.
What do you think about those?
I love them.
How long have you been shooting Black Eagle?
I've had a set of Black Eagles for 5 years, 4 or 5 years. I wasn't tied with an arrow company before, so I've always been able to kind of shoot what I want.
Yep.
And I played around the carnivores quite a while ago. I had them set up for a big boy bow, an 80-pound draw bow.
Big boy. Were you a big boy?
You are a big boy. Yeah. And with an 80, what was you trying to kill, T-Rex?
You never know.
Well,
if I want to shoot through a tree and hit the deer, I can do that.
Well, yeah. And speaking of that, I built a CT5 for David Woods. I don't know if you've gotten to meet him yet.
I've met David. Yeah.
Matter of fact, he still needs his hat.
That's what I just said. There's a gray one coming with a...
All right. Anyway, that's good. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch that part. Oh, okay. But anyhow, we built his CT5 with mm-hmm. Black Eagle, deep impacts.
Good arrow.
I think his arrow weight on that particular arrow was around 440.
Mm-hmm.
And at 70 pounds at 30 inches, that bow shot 308.
Mm-hmm.
He also had some FMJs that he had bought several months ago that he was playing with, some heavier arrows that come in around 502, I think.
Mm-hmm.
285 foot a second.
Wow.
It was 70 pounds at 30 inches.
502.
With a 502 grain arrow.
So he's like,
dude, when we shot it through paper and it went through the target, it went in the wood behind the target.
Yep.
And there's not an animal on this planet that he can't kill with that bow.
No.
Then he decided, well, since we started with the impacts and he wanted to stay Black Eagle, he went up with the hunting version, so it's a heavier air.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we
got wraps. We're fixing a four fletching, building some custom X impacts.
Mm-hmm. X impact, so that he'll have a little more oomph behind him so he can hit more trees. Or shoot through, chop more trees down.
Yeah.
And still kill whatever he's shooting at.
So what else?
What else?
Well, what about your GPO?
Yeah, GPO. Great company, great quality optics.
Yep.
I like mine.
Yeah, clear.
I bought a pair, and for the money, they're as good a glass as you can ask for.
That's right.
I might order a new set of 10x42s for myself this year.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Don't tell the wife. She doesn't listen to this, so we'll be all right. We can say that stuff here.
I won't mention anything.
Okay, thanks.
Spot Hog?
Yep, Spot Hog. Always great.
You got the new release?
The Kenton?
Yeah.
Keaton? Yeah, I got it.
She's good.
Yeah. Double pin.
Double pin. Mm-hmm. Does its
thing. That's been one of the most sought after sights that we got in here.
That's right.
So one a day, a two pin fast steady.
Yeah.
His buddy had one. He had to have one too.
Yeah.
So I did one for a guy the other day. I put another. I can't remember. It was a Hogfather.
Hogfather.
Yep. Yeah, it was in that nice, pretty box. You know, pop it open, get all the pieces out of it.
Was it a double pin or single pin?
His was a double pin.
Really?
Yep. And he was very happy with it.
Did it have the dual indicator on that one as well?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so that's one of the newer ones.
It was a brand new one. I don't know. It didn't. He walked in with it.
Oh. Okay.
But he's like, I don't know how to put this together. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a good sight.
Well, and one thing about the Spot Hogs, I mean, and there's a lot of good sights out there. I don't want to take anything away from any of the other brands.
Cause
personally, I like the CBE Engage. I like the Black Gold Vergence, I think. I forget the exact name of it. As a matter of fact, I've got one.
Yeah.
And I like the Fast Eddie. I've got one of them too.
You're talking about all reputable companies.
I mean, that Spot Hog is comparable when it comes to quality as all the other ones.
Yeah.
When it comes to Spot Hog, what site do you think you guys sell the most of?
Probably the Fast Eddie or the Fast Eddie XL. It's a pretty...
Now, what's the difference between the Fast Eddie and the Fast Eddie XL?
The XL is on a dovetail.
Gotcha.
Rather, Fast Eddie's not.
Which is what we stock.
Yeah.
Personally, I prefer a dovetail over a bolt-on simply because it gives you the ability to, you know, adjust that housing in or out.
Right.
So that you can fit it to your peak. And I like that. I like being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't shoot a Spot Hog sight, but I do shoot on my tournament bow a SWAP rest.
Yeah.
And I've shot a friggin' Spot Hog lizard tongue forever.
Yeah, you're shooting the Edge SWAP, right?
Yeah, the Edge SWAP now. And I enjoy it. I like it. I think it's pretty cool. You got, you know, before, you know, I was a one bow guy.
Yeah.
And I can set up the one and then set up the other, and I could shoot paper today and 3D tomorrow, and all I had to do was swap it out and not have to retune.
Yeah.
And that's a, you know, that's what I liked about that product.
So. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you got tons of, we could go down this list forever.
I got one I'm really excited about. We just started working with, is dry shod.
Mm-hmm.
Like muck boots.
Muck boots, okay.
Kind of like muck boots, but a little bit, yeah, you got a little more features to them.
Okay.
Like what? Or can you talk about it?
They got, the sewing's done a little bit better. The insoles are a little bit better. It's the same guys who started Muck years ago, and then Honeywell bought Muck. Anyways, long story short, here comes dry shod. So they were actually, I don't know if you guys know how that started. They actually, the guy who started was a lead engineer for Nike, actually decided to come up with his own boot line. And Nike said, or he asked Nike if he should make this boot line.
He said, go do it.
Yeah. They said, go leave. See ya. Have fun.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. He makes a good boot. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what got you in this industry?
Love of the sport.
The love of the sport. So you was a hunter first?
Yep. 12 years old. Shot my first deer in Minnesota on opening day gun season.
Minnesota.
Minnesota there, yeah.
I can't even try that one. Billy White, I have a meme of that one so quick.
Go and get it. Let me get it.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah, I made sure not to cut my hair any kind of funky before Billy White got a hold of the picture. Old spiky dude.
Spiky dude.
Yeah, yep. I saw that a little earlier.
Billy White's been on it, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been.
he's a good cat.
Yeah, good guy.
But, yeah, so, I mean, you got a bunch of great products. You rep and stuff. And mm-hmm. like I said, it got you in the industry because you enjoyed the sport. And
before we get away from the products.
Yeah.
The prime bows, you know, prime for Social Circle Ace. Is a new bow.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about it, how sales have been for the CT3 and the CT5 and even the CT9 this year versus some of the bows in years past.
Oh, it's been insane. We had, we went to Split Limb in 2018 with the Logic, and everybody, including myself, was a little nervous about Split Limbs because you're making a change. And
change is not always good.
Well, not just that, but it's, you know, it's not broke, why fix it or why break it, you know?
Right.
Stay with a solid limb. So anyways, the guys up there, Nate and Matt and Scott and everybody, definitely went through and did their homework, and it's been a huge success.
With Mr. Cousins in tow?
Oh, yeah.
To have his...
Mm-hmm. Now, I know there was a couple of times this year where, like, earlier in the year,
right,
where I ordered some CT9s, and you guys were out of risers or out of cams or whatever. Why was that? I mean, was it just demand?
Demand, yeah. We beat our forecast by quite a bit.
Your forecast was not what you said. So, in other words, they're having a great year.
Yes.
It's a great product. Shoots good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny won right away this year at the ASA.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know I love mine.
Yeah.
And everybody that shoots it. And with this whole thing that has gone down with Mr. Alligood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really going to go down that rabbit hole currently.
We're gonna
get there.
That's going to get there.
It's going to get there. And that one might be a little juicy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll listen in on that one.
Yeah. That one might get a little juicy. But there's been several guys that currently shoot that brand product that have since shot one or both of my nines.
Mm.
And it looks like the Prime family is going to be growing.
I know a guy.
For 2020.
You know a guy.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. So to add to that Tasty podcast that's going to come up with, the red and black is going to lose some folks simply because of how they treated a certain sales rep. And y'all can take what I just said with a grain of salt, or you can realize that you made a mistake. But
you're not talking about the Georgia Bulldogs.
No, I'm not talking about the Georgia Bulldogs.
I got you.
I mean, I know that they felt like they made a business decision, and so be it. Will it affect their business in the Southeast? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the blue and black will be picking up some red and black shooters.
Cool.
Just watch.
Well, look, I'm not going to touch that.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
Just because,
I said it.
I know.
But I ain't scared.
I ain't scared either.
I ain't scared.
But
call me. Phone number. Well, message me and I give it to you. I ain't going out on the airways with a phone number.
Hold on, I give it to you.
911.
Show notes.
But yeah, so you've been in the industry. You started out, you know, like I said, just the love of the sport, and you have an uncle that's been in this industry a long time too.
Yep.
And I guess he's decided he's not gonna longer be in the industry.
Yeah.
He's gonna retire.
Yeah, he retired.
So that's, you know, and that was sort of a way in. Mm-hmm. I guess to the industry.
Absolutely. Yep.
That was, I guess, where you cut your teeth in the industry.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
That's
right. For sure.
You know, that's how that works. You know, people don't always stay with the family business,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's hard to work with family. I mean, I've been there and done that. But you know, you moved through and, you went from one place to the next and still staying in the industry because you love this industry.
For sure.
So that's awesome. Speaking of, you know, just loving the sport, tell me about the Total Archery Challenge.
Total Archery Challenge.
Yeah.
Man.
How many times have you done that?
I've done, let's see, Boyne twice, Seven Springs once, Salt Lake City once.
Put your shoes back on,
Tennessee,
man.
On twice.
Yeah. Stinky feet.
Put your shoes back on.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done them a bunch of times. Been fortunate enough to go to some of the prettier ones, too.
So you enjoy that?
Love them.
So tell everybody, so, you know, because we don't have a Total Archery Challenge in the state of Georgia.
Not in the state of Georgia.
Tennessee's the closest.
It's close to Georgia. It's 10 minutes from the Alabama line.
Yeah.
You're 4 hours from right here where we're standing right now to get there.
But people don't know about it.
Right. So
tell us about it.
Total Archery Challenge is, you know, something that guys who love to hunt, love to get out in the woods, but don't necessarily like a strict tournament format. And you can score it like a tournament. There's rings on it, just like any other tournament. But it's just a purely fun, you know, as close as you can to hunting type scenario with 3D targets.
Cool.
Yeah.
Up and down, wood light.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did the one in Salt Lake City twice in one day with a guy by the name of Tony that you guys know.
Mm-hmm. And, good dude.
Good dude, yep. I did it first thing that morning. We're the first ones up on the mountain.
Yep.
You start off at 19,000 feet. You end up at, I'm sorry, you start off at 15,000 feet. You end up at 9,000 feet. And it's all straight down in July. And there's still snow on the mountain in Salt Lake.
Oh, wow.
City. Yeah, it's beautiful. But Tony shows up and he says, "Hey, man, I just flew in from Atlanta. Why don't you come do this one again with me?" I said, no, I don't want to. He goes, "Come on, man. I got nobody else to shoot with. Come shoot with me."
So you went and did it again.
Did it again. It was a terrible mistake. I'm still sore. That was 3 years ago. Yeah.
But you went to Tennessee this time, right?
Yep. Did Tennessee this year.
Yep,
so. It was a lot of fun. There was 800 and some shooters this year. Last year, I think there was four. So he's doubled in size.
So he's doubled in size.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, how much, if it continues to grow at this, like, it was at the same place in Tennessee this year as it was last year?
It was, yeah.
Can they hold many more shooters?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the course can.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was curious.
The facility can't exactly hold any more more people there, but you stay in town, in the town of Winchester or Belvedere.
Gotcha.
And then drive in. Some guys went to Nashville, but they usually didn't come back the next day.
Don't know nothing about anything like that.
I've been to Nashville a few times.
A time or two.
Well, there's been times we were going to go to ASAs and not make the second round, or wish we had not made the second round.
Right.
Yeah. I've been there and done that some. But, so that's what, you know, me and Robbie have not done Total Archery Challenge, and I've seen it, pictures and that kind of thing.
It looks like a blast.
It looks like the guys have a whole lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. You do a lot of things where you can't do in tournaments. You know, we watched a kid a few years ago in Boyne, Michigan. The dad would shoot from the cone. The wife would walk up. She'd shoot from, you know, X amount of distance away because she couldn't shoot, you know, those 80, 90, 100-yard shots. And then they had their little 4 or 5-year-old boy with his little recurve bow shooting at 4 or 5 feet, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we saw a marriage proposal, too, that same weekend.
Well, that's interesting.
On the range?
On the range.
Wow. How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I want to go back to the CT3s and the fives because tell us about them. What makes the prime bows different from any of the other bows out there that you see on the market today?
Well, you got parallel cam technology.
What is that?
The four-wheel drive of bows. It'll take anywhere you want to go. No, it's two lobes on one cam. Eliminates cam lean. and it increases your overall accuracy. Okay. So with the new CT3 and CT5, you not only do you have center grip technology where the grip is the center of the bow, you also have that parallel cam system and split limbs. So you get a wider platform, a little bit more stable base. It's the most accurate bow on the market.
The center grip technology, you look at a prime bow, and you are the newer ones, the CT3s, CT5s,
right.
CT9s, you'll notice that the top cam's bigger than the bottom cam.
Mm-hmm. Most people don't notice until you point that out.
I've had a few guys actually notice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So why is that?
Well, because it's center grip, so your arrow is sitting an inch and a quarter above the center of the bow.
Right.
So there's more string that has to be let out from the bottom cam versus the top cam. By making them different sizes, they're in sync. Mm-hmm. So it all comes in when you release the arrow, the string comes back perfectly down the center, horizontally and vertically.
So you don't have horizontal knock travel.
Correct. Yeah, there's a few
or
companies
vertical
that
knock travel.
Or vertical. I understand the vertical knock travel, but you see what I'm saying is there's a lot of bow companies like single cams, they had, you know, knock travel ups and downs, and you know, we've seen it where you had to, you know.
Well, you do this little test like you did it when you come up and set up for the prime night last year, which we still got to get on the books for this year. excuse me.
He doesn't have an open day.
But you'd have somebody draw the bow back.
Christmas.
And then you would tap on the riser or push the riser, and the bow would immediately come back to square, so to speak. And I ain't going to lie to you. I was sitting there watching, and I'm sitting there thinking, man, this is bull hockey. This is horse manure right here, buddy. And then I go to draw one back, and he does it, and I'm like blown away.
Yeah,
and how quick that bow come back to being on target.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know that I'll ever be in a tree stand or a tournament where somebody will just come by and knock my riser.
No.
But I guess if the wind blows.
It's to prove a point that bow will come back to target quicker.
Quick.
Yeah, when you go to draw back on an animal and seconds matter, fractions of seconds really help.
Yeah. I mean, I know my nine holds and points better than any bow that I've ever put in my hand. It is ridiculous. Like the one that I'm running the V-bars on, it just parks. And I keep going back to it because of the V-bar setup. So I'm going to wind up putting a V-bar setup on my red one, even though I didn't think that I was going to. I had on my red one, I had it set up with just a single offset bar, kind of like we've always run for the
He's
last
been
few
playing.
Years. Mm-hmm. I've gone back and forth. And like when we shot the under the light 3D shoot the other night, I mean, that bow just parks. It just...
We was exhausted, and he still didn't have no problems.
I mean, the added weight, if the shot don't break within the first 5 to 8 seconds, I start to want to fall out of the bottom. That's partially because I'm getting weak in the back. But, I mean, that first 2 to 8 seconds, I mean, that bow just sits there. And if that shot breaks within 2 to 8 seconds, it usually hits somewhere close to where I want it to.
Well, I mean, we talk about, you know, primes all day, y'all prime guys.
There was a couple of things that people
have asked questions, and then we have the man here to answer. Mm-hmm. So that's, I understand that completely.
I wanted him to hit a couple of those finer points, so to speak.
Yeah, like the little thing that you point the laser in and count down how long.
Oh, the 20-second challenge.
20-second challenge.
Yeah. I'm getting jacked up on mountain ops. So.
Well, that's what, you know what? That's what I, you know, you just segued it where I was going to ask, because here's the deal. When he brought Mountain Ops in, everybody knows Mountain Ops. Mm-hmm. Mountain Ops has done very good with some certain people of advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really have.
Very well marketed.
Because they've got some well-marketed and some well-known people that are marketing products. And we were like, why would an archery shop carry that product?
And I said, why wouldn't an archery shop carry that product?
Yeah, so explain. Do some splain in there, Billy, why we have sold and reordered products.
Well, there's a couple different reasons. Stuff works, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you guys are using it. Number three, there's a product on your shelf that actually hasn't technically been launched yet.
Shh, don't tell
nobody. I won't tell nobody. It's called Dialed. And it's
we've sold out twice.
Yeah. it works. It's a energy, or it's a focus supplement that you can take.
It's got Levi's name on it, right?
Yeah, it's going to. Yeah. Yeah. I think does it now? I ain't seen it. Does it does? Okay.
I know it works.
Yeah.
I know it works.
We excuse me. We were at the ATA, and they were giving out sample packs, right? Mm-hmm. And I got a couple sample packs while we were there.
That Ignite is fire.
That mm-hmm. Ignite is fire, yeah. But Green anyway, apple. I got the Dialed, and I brought them back. And we have an individual, a little young individual that shoots out of Ace, that's done very well this year,
mm-hmm.
Caleb Brown. I mean, dude has won everything S3DA state-wise that you could win, like top five in the nation,
really?
Or six, something like that,
wow.
As an 11-year-old.
Yep.
But that boy is wild, son.
He takes a medication.
What is
to help him?
ADHD.
Yeah,
whatever?
He's very much.
The definition.
Is, if you look ADHD. Up ADHD, and it's got a picture of Caleb.
It's Caleb. Mm-hmm, it just right. says Caleb Brown, and then everybody knows what that means.
Yep.
I mean, he is the MacGyver of
he is a
kids.
Raccoon.
Mm.
That boy
he
can
picks
build
up more stuff. He find like if I misplace something, all I got to do is tell Caleb to find it because he will find it.
Really?
So
back in 1964, he could probably find it.
So we come back from the AHA, right? And we are hosting our S3DA indoor regional
here. That's right.
And I pulled it out of my backpack and I was like, Steve, dude, I should mix this up for Caleb and see if it works before he shoots this morning. So Caleb and Ken gets here.
Because usually the
and
medicine hadn't got in his system.
And yet. I run it by Ken, which is right. his uncle, father figure, provider. I'm like, dude, check this out. I got this Dialed stuff. It's supposed to calm you down before tournaments. It's legal, la-da-da-da-da. I don't know how it's going to work on an 11-year-old, but we should try it. Ken's like, yeah, let's do it. So Steve gets a water bottle. We mix it up. Within 10 minutes, Caleb comes walking in the shop and sits down on a stool. And usually when the boy talks, it's 100 miles an hour. You do good to understand what he's saying.
Right.
And he looks at Steve and he's like, Coach Steve, what are you doing? Or something like that to that nature. And immediately it was like, that's a totally different kid. And if it'll work on him,
yep.
it'll work on anybody.
Right.
But it keeps him focused.
Good.
It keeps him in the shop process. Squirrel, not so many squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's his problem. A squirrel?
Yep.
Where's a squirrel?
So, and then he can talk about anything. Mm-hmm. And he's a pretty smart fellow.
Yeah, he is.
And I'll tell you, I had a girl, and we was at indoor nationals for NFAA. And this girl was a wreck.
Mm.
I'm talking just because it was her first big tournament, da-da-da-da, and she was bouncing off the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I saw Caleb open his pack up. And I said, Caleb, can I have one of those? He's like, yeah, sure, here. So I said, took it over there. And I said, look, I'm telling you, this stuff, I told her dad. I asked, you know, said, hey, you need to, this will help her and her nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay. And so she started drinking it, and it was her Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. And it was Caleb's Kool-Aid, too.
And so she's like, I got to have some more Kool-Aid. This is awesome. Because she just, I mean, it was calmed down. She went back to her focus, went back to shooting. She shot her personal best score that day.
Mm.
And it was like, and all of a sudden the nerves had just, you know, where she was.
We got parents that are drinking it just because of the nerves of their kids shooting.
Yeah.
Right. Parents are drinking it just to calm them down.
So anyway, this product, whenever it launches, is going to be an awesome product.
Yeah.
But since it's not launched and you need some, we've got some right here.
Yeah, we do. Social Relays has some.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, that's some, you have such a long line of products that you rep.
Mm-hmm.
We could sit here and talk for hours and hours and hours about all your mm-hmm. different products. I mean, mm-hmm. you got some Killer
Bad
Instinct.
Badlands.
Killer Instinct.
Crossbows.
Badlands. Killer Instinct Crossbows, yeah.
Badlands is another one that we stock.
Yep, we mm-hmm. keep that.
And one of the reasons why, you know, I wanted to bring that in is the lifetime unconditional warranty.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you mean if I catch it on a barbed wire fence?
Why are you jumping fence, John?
That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
I have my tennis shoes on.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the dove field. Yeah, he had a little too many birds.
So,
not really.
But if I catch it on a barbed wire fence,
yeah,
it's replaceable?
Yeah. You send it back in, fix, repair, replace.
Fix, repair, replace.
Yep.
And they don't ask why?
No.
Oh.
No.
And it don't matter if I bought it at a yard sale?
Nope.
It even says that on the tag.
Doesn't matter if you bought it at a yard sale. That's right. You know, and
it can be 10 years old.
It can be as old as you want. That goes for their packs too.
I know.
Yeah,
and they got a nice
pack. I got me a pack that I carried to Texas.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Dude, that thing is the bomb.com.
Right
there, you go, Billy White. There's you another one, bomb.com. That is the bomb.com when it comes to hunt backpacks.
So,
and you need some of them over at Governor's.
I agree.
you need some of those bomb.com backpacks from Badlands.
Yeah, there's guys that send packs in that have been, you know, they're 15 years old that have holes in them. They're burnt, whatever the case may be. Bear, I think they've had a couple of bears that have mauled them that they've sent back in. They've replaced them. They don't care.
You can't do that if you go to Walmart or Amazon. No.
This is a lifetime pack.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the price tag is going to show that.
Mm-hmm. But it's a one-time purchase. Yeah.
Well, it's not even.
A guy goes, "Well, I can buy a backpack at Walmart." I said, "Yeah, when you walk out the door, then the zipper mm-hmm. falls off of it. You've got to go back in there and buy another one."
Yep. Yeah.
If you buy a new pack every year mm-hmm. because you blow the zippers out of a.
Well, as an example of that, last year, mm-hmm. all right, Nathan, my son, was using the backpack that my father had before he passed away.
That's right.
And so from year to year, there was some stuff that was left in the backpack, you know, his face mask, gloves, flashlight, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And it had sat there for approximately a year, not been used. So last year, we're kind of getting everything ready before the season starts, and Nate goes to open the backpack, and the zipper just
blowed out.
Gone. Mm-hmm. So that's like a $35, $40 backpack. Mm-hmm. Guess what? We got to buy another one. Mm-hmm. Had that been a Badlands? Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Backpack's jacked up. What do I do?
Mm-hmm. Send it to them.
Yep. You go to the website, fill out a claim number, ship it back to them. They'll turn around within, I think, 2 weeks if it's really busy. But there's a lady in house that does all the sewing and everything right there. So
that's pretty legit. Pretty
yeah, goes back to Salt Lake.
That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Well, have we missed anything that you wanted to? You think you should mention?
No. Again, how much time do we have?
I like the. Florida elk.
Oh, the third size elk.
The Reinhardt target.
The Reinhardt target. We call it the Florida elk. Yep. What is it called? The
third size woodland elk.
Woodland elk.
Yeah, but, yeah.
We call it the Florida elk.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, had a guy the other day, he was looking for a target. And Robbie goes, "Let me show you something." That guy goes, "I got to have that.
Yeah, I got to have that.
I got to have that." So, that's a neat little
target. If you put it out at 40 yards unmarked,
it would mess
everybody shoots over it. Yep. Everybody's like, "Man. What is that, 100 yards? Yeah. I don't know. Shoot at it." That's how you sell more arrows, right?
That's right.
Click, click. I'm going to hit the rangefinder.
Yeah.
Yep. So Reinhardt makes some great products.
Yeah, absolutely.
18-1.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
What's
the 1 year non to blow through?
Yeah, 18-1, 1 year guarantee. You can shoot broadheads, field points.
And if you blow through it.
Expandables. If you blow through it, they'll send you a new one.
So we're talking about warranties and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Prime's got a pretty cool deer.
Yeah, Prime's got a strings for life warranty.
Strings
and cables for life.
Everybody hear that. You know how much money we make. You know how many darn strings and cables we put on bows a year?
Well, it's limited to every 2 years.
I understand.
So if you shoot through a set of strings every year, mm-hmm. we're only going to save you money every 2 years. But it'll pay for itself if you keep that bow for 10 years.
Well, yeah, for the average bow hunter.
Yeah.
We had a guy come in today. He goes, "You think my strings need to replace? I've had the bow for 9 years and I haven't changed strings." Like, yeah, they need replaced.
Yeah, it's time.
I said, "I ain't even see the bow yet, and I can tell you that." Yeah. He's like, "What do you mean?" I was like,
"Well, that's a misconception. You know, there's people don't understand or realize. Well, I haven't shot my bow.
Didn't matter.
I haven't shot my bow. Why do I need strings and cables?
Because they're sitting under tension.
Exactly.
Well,
don't matter if you're shooting that bow or not. That thing's under
vehicle,
a load.
You park a brand new vehicle." In a freaking garage and let it sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And you come back in 4 years, you're going to have dry rotted tires.
Right.
And, you know, but you ain't drove it.
Right.
But why? Because it just.
Well, you know, I mean, look at it. Think about how many bows that we pull off the shelf.
That's right.
That may have been in a box 2 or 3 months, depending upon, you know, mm-hmm. time of order, time of getting in, time of sale. And you throw it in the drawboard
and
it's out of time.
That's right.
And it's a brand new bow out of the box. And you know good and well that when it left the factory, it was in time.
It should have been time, yes.
Mm-hmm. It happens. I mean, them things are under a load. You got a 70-pound bow. I don't know what the calculation is of how much weight or what kind of load it's under.
It's a lot.
At static. But it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that material stretches. It's just the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't gotten your bow to your local bow shop, now's the time
to
do it.
Take it in now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we're at still around 40, even as many as are hanging now, as many that it's been picked up, that many more has come in.
It happens. It's just
a rotating cycle.
And it's going to be that way from the time you ask Robbie, from the time you show up to work in the morning If you show up, an hour early, they're going to be still standing there waiting on you.
I got here this morning. You know, we open at 8:30, and I usually get here between 7:55 and 8:10. Today was Nate's first day of school, so once he got up and was gone, I wasn't long behind him. I got here about 5 minutes before 8. Turn the lights on. I'm kind of piddling around, picking up some tools. I look up out the door, and there's a guy standing at the door, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. The sticker clearly says 8:30 on the window, you know. Right. No big deal, though. Yeah. I felt bad. I couldn't let the man sit out there for 30 minutes. So no. I go out there and open the door, and I'm like, come on in, buddy. We don't technically open for 30 mm-hmm. minutes. I'll take care of you here in just a minute, but I've got to run downstairs and get me some coffee because there's no way I'm starting my day without my cup of coffee.
I understand that. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be that way the rest of the year.
Another product that we're carrying now is your Lakewood cases.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I sold one the other day because a guy, he wanted a hard case. That's mm-hmm. what he wanted. I mean, he wanted a hard plastic case. Mm-hmm. But he goes, but it's shaped funny, and I can't stand it up. I'm like, well, this one is perfect because it's square. He's like, what do you mean? I said, boom. I slid his bow in it. I zipped it up. I stood it up. I propped it in the corner. I said, there you go. Mm-hmm. He's like, I take it.
Yeah.
So I just like, you know, they open from the top because mm-hmm. half time you flip one over, you pop the lip, oh, man, it's upside down. Right. You got to flip it back over the other way because, you know, some people put them in different ways. I like the way it slides in, you know, got plenty of room. I like that it's not over heavy because it's, you know, cloth on the outside and, you know, built with – it's just sturdy.
It's
just
all ABS plastic, and it's all made in Wisconsin, right down from Lambeau Field.
That's right.
Yeah, and so, they're TSA approved. They're lockable. I use them not only for bows, but I stuff clothes around mm-hmm. when I'm flying with them.
That's right. So fantastic. You can take that double bow case, put all your clothes in it, and then you got one bag to pick up, mm-hmm. and you roll that sucker around.
Yep. Check all my stuff in that thing.
That's right.
Love it.
So I like that product. With Spot Hog, Reinhardt, you know, Prime, Cutty Back, we've named them all. You got, what's Bone Dog? Tell me about that.
Or Dog Bone.
Dog Bone, yeah, tell me about
Dog
that.
Dog Bone is...
it's like that chap's net.
See, I got it backwards.
It's a training aid for your dog to help find sheds.
Okay, see?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
See, that's something on your list that I didn't know you had.
Yeah, well, and let me ask you, mm-hmm. how big is that in Georgia, the Southeast?
It's growing.
I mean, I don't have a dog that – I don't shed hunt.
Right.
I mean, I just don't
know. Dogs are better at it. You should get a dog.
Get a dog.
So how is that in the Southeastern part of the United States? Because I see it on, you know, YouTube videos, guys in the Midwest, you know, shed hunting and using dogs. Is that something that you sell much of in this part of the country?
Yeah. You got to have it down here because in the Southeast, as everybody knows, we got squirrels and chipmunks and mice everywhere. And as soon as they love it. Squirrels, possums.
Yep.
You gotta pick those sheds up quick.
Well, and about that time, I mean, or shortly thereafter, mm-hmm. snakes are coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
And I don't shed
hunt. Turkeys are gobbling.
Yeah, I don't turkey hunt. Not because I don't want to. I just never mm-hmm. really gotten into it. But
it's not that fun. But if you got a place for turkeys, let me know and I'll help you.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah.
You know how to call a turkey?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've called a few.
You shooting with your bow or your shotgun?
I've shot several with my bow. But I think turkeys were one of those things where if you can, shoot them in the face with a shotgun.
Yeah, that's what he told me. That's where I was going to go if you didn't say it. Because I had made mention earlier this year about wanting to shoot with my bow. He's like, dude, do you want to shoot a turkey with a shotgun in the face?
And then go do it with a bow. It's fun.
Well, I'll tell you guillotines and all the different mm-hmm. broadheads with mm-hmm. those big turkey. Turkey's head moves mm-hmm. a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's a small target.
It's very humbling.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
well, if I was shooting with my bow, I'd drop the draw weight down in the mid-50s and shoot a big old heavy arrow.
I definitely don't shoot them in the head with some kind of turkey broadhead head target. No. I shoot them right there in the bottom half when I,
follow the legs up, go right in the center.
Blow it out.
Right through the drumsticks.
And then the best place to shoot them is when he's fanned out and he's facing away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Right up the kazooie.
Yeah, you feel kind of bad, but they don't.
Well, I'm worried about what
when
he did.
When I send that dead meat through him, he ain't going to know.
Yeah.
Speaking of dead meats, that's G5 broadhead.
Yeah, it is.
And I think everybody here is shooting that hit.
Steve
shooting
it?
Steve shooting that
hit. You shoot them, John?
Yes, I'm shooting them.
I'm shooting them.
Yep.
You know I am. I've killed five animals with them, and you couldn't pry them out of my hands.
Well, I mean, I shot a kind of coyote with one.
Did you?
And I tell you what. That was the bloodiest mess. It looked like a massacre come through there. And I was like, really? He didn't go from 20 yards, but, I mean, it was messed all the way. I mean, Ray Charles could have found that blood trail.
Mm-hmm.
It was nasty.
I honestly have not had an animal, and this is God's honest truth, run more than probably 60 yards
wow.
with anyone that I've shot with.
Including your Texas.
Including Texas.
Wow.
And when that axis deer run off, I mean, I'm sitting there looking through my binoculars, and it looks like a golf ball size hole
mm-hmm.
where it went in.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it, you know, kind of run up a hill just a little bit, dropped its back legs, and then dropped its front legs, and just sat there and just
yep.
Night night.
Cool. So there's a lot of different products you carry, a lot of different stuff, and
yeah.
I'm just glad you stopped by to tell us all about all your wonderful things that you rep. And so everybody can know, you know, the life of a rep, I guess.
Oh.
It's a constant. So tell us how many miles do you put on your truck a year? Or the minivan, I should
minivan,
say.
Minivan, truck. I've been renting vehicles here recently just because it's
he's renting it's vehicles because he's like, I'm putting so many miles, well, I don't have to wear mine out.
If I put 2,000 miles on in a week, you know, it's a little bit cheaper to rent one. So anywhere from... You know,
trade secrets
I'm going to write a book later. We'll have a special guest. But anywhere from 50 to, I've put over 100,000 miles on a vehicle in a year.
Easy, huh?
Wow.
At one point in time in my life, I covered from Miami, Florida to Wichita, Kansas as a product specialist. I was single.
And no kids.
No kids. No mortgage payment, nothing like that. Just went off and
you
drove.
Had to
Dude,
be.
You were just you showing hunting products no. and just yep. working on hunting products and traveling the world.
Yep.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
36 days at a time, come back home for 2 weeks, do it again.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Life of a bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the same no more.
No.
Now you got...
Mama wouldn't be too happy.
Yeah, you three got, kids and wife would
that's
be.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah they would leave me in a heartbeat if I did that again.
Yep. Well, I mean, the good part is you're not covering that much territory.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Not that much.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a lot.
Yeah, it's 3 hours north. 6 hours east, 8 hours west, and 14 hours south.
Yeah, because that panhandle is way down. I mean, you go all the way down to
the
end. Got to go play in Miami for a little while.
Yeah.
And truthfully, I mean, there is a lot of shops. There's a whole lot of empty space in Florida.
For sure.
Like the top half, mm-hmm. and then you have to ride
mm-hmm.
and you to get to all the shops on the on the bottom end. Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of shops down on that end.
Yeah, absolutely. Tampa's got a lot.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You just have to go keep going.
There's one south of Lake Okeechobee now, too, and there's several in Miami,
yep.
West Palm Beach.
That's right, Sam. You got to go out there mm-hmm. to the West Palm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Drinking all the big stuff and hanging out with all the big folks, right?
Yep.
No,
I turn north as soon as I can.
He's like, I got to get
it's,
back up
to
heel.
It's just too hot.
I got to get back up to heel.
Yeah. The ladies in the office will call me. They'll say, where are you? Well, I'm in Florida. Oh, you suck. I don't even see the beach when I'm in Florida.
Yep. Everybody thinks that, though.
Yeah.
Just because you're in Florida, that means something, right?
Yep.
Well, we appreciate your time. Well,
thank you.
Robbie, you got anything else you want to?
No, man. He pretty much covered everything. You got anything left you want to add that we may have missed?
No, I just appreciate you guys and appreciate what you're doing for the sport of archery in the state of Georgia and nationwide. You know,
So anybody who's listening to this and you heard something about one of the warranties or one of the products that we did talk about today, walk into your local shop and say, look, I need to see Billy Hudala in here because he's got a product that I want.
Yeah.
And then they will call him.
Well, don't call Billy. Just have the shop call.
Yeah, the shop call.
Have the shop call. That's what I say. Well, hold on. We'll give Billy's phone number out later.
911.
Yeah, I just changed my number, I think.
876-5309.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Jenny.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was the, you know, if you heard something about one of these products that Billy, you know, reps with his company, go tell your local shop that you heard it and wanted to see it or touch it, and they can get in touch with the right people and get him into the shop and just give him one more place he has to drive that rent a car
that's
to.
That's fine. And there's a lot we didn't touch on. So
oh, God,
We'll do part two.
We got more.
What's coming down the pipe, man? You got anything that you can divulge on what may be in the works for 2020?
Do you see some good stuff coming?
Yes.
That's new, interesting, and going to blow my skirt up.
Yes.
Can you share it?
No.
Yeah, I figured.
Maybe off the air. Maybe. One thing we did just pick it was Shadow Hunter blinds that I...
Shadow Hunter blinds.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a cool blind. So
those are things that you'll be... new more things. Look,
Bunch of
semi-truck.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
You don't have to have a trailer if nothing else.
If you had samples for everything you...
I just tore out a safe room. We're obviously in the safe room that was in my house. Yeah. Tore that out and put shelving in it, and that's already full. And I still got stuff on the floor.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
How do you get all that stuff?
If I didn't have this job, my wife would probably leave me. She'd be like, well, you don't need another bow. My bow tree at my house is full. Oh, dude,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as our wall.
It looks like your wall.
Yeah. Seriously. I got two of them hanging in the tuning room that I won't let him have back. His wife's probably glad I won't let him have them back.
Yeah, she loves sample time.
I bet.
So, yeah. Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Anything else you want to say?
Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
And that was Billy, and we'll see you.